My name's Darcy Boyer. I'm a community organizer and planner at the Coalition for a Better Acre.
And I understand you had an event on Friday?
Yes, we did.
What happened then?
Well, the City of Lowell has launched a new marketing initiative called From Mills to Martinis, Look at Lowell Now. And so basically they are actively recruiting young Boston professionals to move to the condos in Lowell. Recruiting, yeah, that's what they're doing. So we found out about this in the newspaper, went to the website, and found out that there was going to be one in Boston on Friday night. And we showed up there. It was in a swanky little martini restaurant type place. They had an open reception, spending our money, public money, to, you know, recruit these people here, which, just as a disclaimer, it's not an issue with bringing people into the city. That's not the problem. But the problem is that there's no thought as to what it's doing to the rest of the population that's getting pushed out. Actually, I think there is a thought to it, and it's that they don't really care, and that's part of the plan, is to push the poor out of the city. And that's
not that you're against martinis or drinking
Correct.
Of them.
Yes. I'm all for it, actually, especially if they're free. But anyway, so we showed up to this event. There were 18 of us in our bright green CBA shorts, and the city didn't really welcome us with open arms. They were just very defensive that we were there, asked us why we were there, and we said, you know, we live in this city. This is our city. We're just concerned about what's happening with it, and we want to know what's going on here, and that's why we're here. They were just a little defensive about it.
So today we're going to be having a rally with speakers, and we were going to have a tent city here
Correct.
With little tents to represent the housing that's been lost in Lowell and hasn't
Correct.
Been replaced.
Right.
Could you tell me a little bit about the background of that?
Yeah, and I can't give real specifics, but the real general issue that happened is that Julian Steele was a public housing complex at Shaughnessy Terrace that had about 284 units of public housing for very low-income people. The city, state officials, the Lowell Sun, Lowell Housing Authority, all were invested in tearing this down for various reasons. And the state said, actually, no, you can't tear this down. We'll give you $7 million to fix it up, because that's what they kept saying, is that it was in bad shape, we have to tear it down. And they said, we'll give you $7 million, fix it up. Oh, no, we got to tear it down. And so they did. They were able to work really hard, they fought really hard to pass a home rule bill to make sure that they could do it. So that was all our legislators, all our city officials working together to tear down affordable housing. Same thing is happening now with luxury condos. They're all really working hard to figure out how we can bring public money in here to give to private developers to build luxury condos. So they work hard, and they're very well organized to destroy affordable housing, but just as organized to build luxury condos. And
there were some promises made when the building was torn down that there would be compensation for the people
Correct.
That were displaced and things
Yep.
like that. What's happened with that?
Well, currently, we can only speak because we talk to different people who have lived there, and so I don't know real numbers on it, but we get a sense that a lot of people have not received the compensation. What was supposed to happen is that when tenants moved, they were for 4 years, basically, they were supposed to get compensated for anything above what they were paying before. So many people had to move to scattered sites, so Hola Margarita y Blanca. Both Margarita and Blanca were at the action on Friday. Awesome. But anyway, so they were supposed to be compensated, whether that meant their utilities, they had to pay their utilities, which they didn't have to at Julian Steele, or they were at a site that just cost more, they were supposed to be compensated. Many of them have not been. Many did not want to move. Many liked Julian Steele. It's interesting that the only people that ever tell me that we had to tear it down, it was just horrible, are public officials. Anytime I talk to people who actually lived there, they said, I loved my home.
It's interesting that the public officials didn't live there.
Correct. They did not. But they did tear it down. So,
This is the basic story of our rally. I guess
yep.
we'll hear a little more from the people that are speaking today.
Yep.
But thank you for talking
today. Hey, no problem, and thanks for coming.
Are you recording now, or...?
So I'm here with Rick from Greater Lowell for Peace and Justice, and wanted to ask a little about what's the connection between the housing situation here in Lowell, the affordable housing here in Lowell, and what's going on in the wider world?
Greater Lowell for Peace and Justice works on international, you know, peace issues as well as local issues, so we always try to make those connections. And I mean, in particular, with the war in Iraq going on, billions of dollars are going over there to hurt people, and meanwhile people in this country are sleeping outside because they don't have homes, or people have homes that are run down and people have to leave their homes because they can't afford to live there anymore. So
money that could be going to providing affordable housing for lots of people who need it right here in Lowell is in fact getting shipped overseas.
Exactly.
Along with some of the people who couldn't afford housing, I suppose, too.
That's right, and a lot of people who can't afford to survive in this economy join the army because that's an economic way out, you know, and that's not fair to have the poor people off fighting the wars for oil, basically, and meanwhile the rich people, you know, have their big houses, etc.
So is this the basic reason behind why Greater Lowell for Peace and Justice decided to join the coalition here today?
Yeah, I mean, we're aware of what's going on in Lowell, and in particular, there's a situation right now with the Julian Steele Housing Project. That was a state-funded affordable housing project that was built in the 50s, and the city of Lowell decided to tear it down, and they were going to build what they, I guess, would call mixed-income housing on that site. So the city of Lowell actually had to go to the state of Massachusetts to get the legislature to pass, I think it's called a home rule petition, to allow them to tear down, I think it was 284 units of low-income housing, the Julian Steele project. So they did that. They tore down the housing, and now there's nothing there because the city can't find the money to build what they were going to build. So not only do we not have our city building affordable housing, but the city's tearing down affordable housing.
And they aren't even building, you know, unaffordable housing.
That's right. But the one thing that they are doing is, you know, they're very interested in renovating the old mills and turning them into luxury condominiums and trying to get wealthy people to move to Lowell.
So. Oh, and they're going to subsidize 50% of those so that the low-income people can move into the condos as well?
Oh, I hadn't heard that. That sounds like a great idea.
Actually, I haven't heard it either. I figure that the great fear is that there won't be a big enough tax base to support the social services that the city needs, and the best way to do this is to bring in rich people so that they can pay more taxes somewhere.
Right, and I'm not sure that's true at all. I mean, poor people pay a lot of taxes, the working poor. I mean, a lot of the people that were living at the Steele housing complex were working, you know, and they were paying
their state
rent.
Income taxes. They were supporting the state.
Meanwhile, the people who live in the luxury condos hire their lawyers to find all the loopholes so that they don't have to pay tax. So,
yeah, thank you for talking with me today. I hope we can hear some more as the crowd gathers. The signs are coming up, and
well, the rain.
People before profit. Everyone deserves a home, housing for all, housing with dignity. 284 houses. We want them back. And our tenth city has been canceled due to, quote, bureaucracy, unquote. La protesta de las carpas ha sido suspendida debido a la burocracia.